بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. Allah forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to continue with the fast. We make dua for all those people that are sick. So many people out there who are unable to fast due to legitimate reasons. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them complete shifa. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good health that we can also keep on fasting, as it is a form of ibadah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the ninth juz of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun and how his people, how they were such that they subjugated the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to untold torments and persecution. And not only that, they wanted to enslave the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and also they would resort to killing their children. Now, when you look at it and you put it in perspective, it's kind of like the behavior of Israel in today's time. That is why if you are following the news, you will see many of the Arab countries and people at large are asking, what is the end result of Israel's plan? What is the end result of Israel's plan? You will see it's nothing but the total annihilation of the people of Palestine. They're not interested in any peace treaty. They're not interested in a two-state policy, nothing whatsoever. So this is exactly how Fir'aun and his people used to behave. But in the end, we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us through the Quran that Fir'aun and his people were destroyed, and the very same fate shall fall upon the Jews, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our brothers and sisters victory, inshallah. Ameen. So coming back to the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, these Egyptians refused to accept, and Fir'aun and his people, the Coptics, they refused to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a drought. So they relied heavily on the river Nile to irrigate their crops. But the amazing thing was, according to Mufassirin, the Nile did not stop flowing. It continued to irrigate the crops, but by the command of Allah, not a single plant gave off any crop. So this just goes to show us the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu gives a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who mentioned and said that drought is not that you do not receive rain. Drought is when rain falls, but nothing grows on the land. This is truly the power and the might of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You and I, we rely on things. We rely on means. You know, to get the job done, we rely on means. But Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, doesn't rely on any means whatsoever. Allah can do as He pleases, as He wants, and however He wants. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be from amongst those who are the righteous slaves and continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Ameen. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this drought took place, but then too, they took no lesson. So then it was mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a flood. Commentators mention and they say that according to some it was the flood of water, but according to others it was an epidemic of smallpox that came upon them. But the point being, at the end of it all, thousands, they died in large numbers, thousands of them passed away. Thereafter they still did not listen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him a swarm of locusts. Now in a hadith in Abu Dawud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, what is the largest army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he said it was the locust. So curiosity killed the cat, and I decided to do some research and I found out something amazing. So it is true. Records show that it is the largest amount of insects that move at one time is the locust. And in a half a square mile, you can get from 40 to 80 million locusts at one time. So much so that they can be three times the size of the city of New York. That's how big they are. Allahu Akbar. How many of them? So then too, these people did not listen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them the common ticks from animals that would come onto them. They still did not listen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them frogs. Everywhere they opened, their pots, their pans, their cupboards, their closets, everything was just, frogs were just hopping all over the place. Then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them the punishment of blood. Water would turn into blood. They would see water, they could touch water, but as soon as they put water into their cup, but as soon as they put it onto their lip, the water turned into blood. Look at the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to them. In the end, my respected brothers, the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can unleash upon mankind any form of affliction that He wants. So whatever Allah wants, what is not even possible or imaginable to us, Allah can make it happen. So we have to constantly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every bounty He has given us. Each and every one of us are sinners. We deserve the punishment of Allah. But it's only the mercy of Allah, the greatest mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us chance after chance after chance, that every day, alhamdulillah, we wake up as Muslims. Every day we have an opportunity to right the wrong that we do. This is the month of Ramadan, don't lose that opportunity. Constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the sins that we know that we have committed and for the sins that we can't even remember but we've done it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all inshallah. Just two quick announcements. First and foremost, my respected Alis brothers, after speaking with Mulana, inshallah from Monday our Isha Salah will change. From Monday our Isha Salah will change. From it will go, Azan will be at 7:45 and Salah will be at 8 o'clock. So please keep this in mind. Isha Azan from Monday will change. Azan will be at 7:45 and Salah will be at 8 o'clock. And the other important announcement, my respected brothers, it has come to my attention that there are many of our youngsters that are running across the road during Taraweeh Salah. And this is, it's not on. Simply because we are fathers, we have to be responsible. We have to make sure that you are with your child. Small children are running across the road. It's the weekend, there'll be many reckless people driving. And if you really look at that road across there, 4 cars can fit at one time. So it's very, very important that you take care of your child, you stand with your child, be there. If your child is going out, you follow that child. Please, Allah forbid, we don't want any tragedy to occur to anyone. So please keep this in mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and protect our children, inshallah. Jazakallah.